All right, hey, what's up, you guys? It's Denise, and we've also got Briley up in here.
Hello.
What's up, Briley?
Hi.
For time reference, I guess, today is Thursday, April 8th, and today we went to school to take our STAR test, or the EOC for English 2. How was that for you, Briley?
The test itself was easy, so that's
yeah.
Cool. You know, can't really say anything else for legal reasons, I guess. You know that disclaimer they gave at the beginning of the test where they're like, any shared content will end in, like, the extermination of your test or whatever. Anyway.
Bro.
But, yeah, the test itself was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Going to school was not fun, but, you know, it is what it is.
Personally, for me, I liked going to school. Just for day. Like, I'm not trying to do it every day. But I like going to school because I could, like, say hi to some of my teachers and then, you know, at least be surrounded by people rather than, you know, be at home. And it was just, like, something new, you know,
but
to
I
mix
just,
things
like,
up.
I never go see anyone. I just go to the tester room. And then in the tester room, it's so, like, quiet and awkward. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
And then with the STAR test... Like, basically the whole class finishes within, like, the first 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
So then you're just sitting there in silence.
Yeah.
Somebody's always asleep in the back snoring. Everybody else is just looking like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was chill. I will say, I feel like everyone has grown. This people have gotten taller. I'm talking men and women. Because when I was walking in the hallway, I felt so short.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I swear I'm average height, too. But I was like, dang. Like, okay.
Yeah.
That was the most interesting thing to me.
For me, well, for the test itself, it was really easy to me. I got through it in, like, 2 hours and 20 minutes, mm-hmm. which I'm sure some people got through it faster. But, like, I don't know. That was pretty fast to me since we were given 5 hours to do it. And
I can't believe I swear it was 4 hours, right?
But, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I zipped through, like, the writing section in, like, 20, 30 minutes.
Same.
Because it was so easy. It was just like, look at this sentence. What's wrong with it? What's wrong
it's
with it?
It's because you don't have to read the entire passage. You can just, like, sentence two, sentence eight. That's
And then...
Just read the sentence before and after. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it, you guys. That's the key to life.
Yep.
And then... I mean, they did, like, give that disclaimer thing at the beginning, but I don't care. I'm going to talk about what I wrote about for my essay. So the prompt was, okay, watch them, like, take my score back.
Oh my gosh, we're literally, you don't have to say the prompt. Don't say the prompt.
Okay, I'm not
going to
say the
prompt.
But I pretty much talked about the school system and how, you know, college admissions kind of makes students really stressed.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of them worrying about their future, and that's why students should focus on the present more, because they're being stripped of important social skills and happiness that they should have because they're kids. You know?
I always sound so dumb in my STAR essays. Bro. I literally, I just, it's like a collection of, like, hooks. You know how, like, they make a good hook at the beginning? That's, like, the whole essay every time I write a STAR essay. Because it's like, I know I don't have to try super hard.
Yeah.
And, like, the more I think about it, the more I'm going to run out of space and not know what I'm saying. So I just dumb it down so much. And then, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a good prompt to, like, really, you could really think about this prompt, you know?
Yeah. My essay was kind of bland. It was like salt and pepper. like cooking baked chicken with just salt and pepper. I know. I mean, it just got straight to the point, but it wasn't like... It wasn't going to knock your socks off, that's for sure.
Well,
but yeah.
So yeah, it was good, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I found my testing room quick. I didn't wander, so I felt
yeah.
good about that.
Yeah. I wandered because I was trying to find some of my teacher's classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Our English teacher, her door was shut, so I couldn't say hi. Then I saw my computer science teacher. And she was like, oh my gosh, hi. And then after the test, I saw my math teacher from last year because his classroom was moved and was right next to the classroom I was in. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw, he's also like a karate instructor, but he's a sub for math too. I saw him. Mm-hmm. And then I saw my theater teacher from eighth grade, but she also teaches at her high school.
Yeah.
And then I just keep going. And then I saw our AP Human Geography teacher, King, let's go. And then
I see him just about every time I go up there. And it always hits me after he walks by. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Mr. And everybody looks at me like, what are you?
Bro.
He's like a celebrity. Sorry.
Yeah, he is. He's iconic. And then I saw my biology teacher from last year and one of the other science teachers, because she introduced me to that science teacher. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's it. I saw a lot of teachers. I wanted to see more, but I couldn't. Because after the test, when I was, like, walking around trying to find some of my teachers, they were like, you guys gotta go. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty good.
I zoomed out of the school.
Like, bro, I saw you in the group chat.
I was gone.
I think it was V. She was like, hey guys, you want to meet out at the front? And you were like, I'm gone.
I was literally in the car all the way down the street already. I was like, ooh. Well.
Oh my gosh.
I said 12:30, mom. 12:30.
12:30.
I walked out and there she was. I hopped in the car. Mm-hmm. I was gone.
Yeah.
I speed walked down them steps. I was.
Ew. I'm thinking of that TikTok challenge. Zoom.
No, but literally, that was me. I speed walked down the steps. It was like the Nicki Minaj thing. I was like, that was me. Got in the car. I was gone.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe next time. I'll think ahead.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Girl, is there even going to be a next time? I doubt it. Beatboxing.
The way sidetrack. When I was young, I thought I'd be a beatboxer one day. You know, those
gosh.
You know when you're like a little kid and you want to have like those dreams. Like I thought I was gonna be a beatboxer. Yeah. I thought I was gonna be a rapper.
Bro.
Oh my gosh! Which is funny because I thought I was gonna be a rapper, and then I learned that rappers have to write their own verses, and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious because now literally I write like stuff all the time. I'm like, yeah. That was dumb. I killed my own dream for no reason. No reason. Yeah. Anyway, so you're welcome.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway,
you ready to get into today's subject?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about pet peeves.
Uh-huh. Or alternative things we don't like. Yeah. Things that are annoying.
Or alternatively titled, Why We Hate Everything You Do. You're welcome.
Yes.
That was my idea.
This is, listeners, this is a chance for you to, you know, look inside yourself.
Self-reflection.
And, yes.
Take out.
This is a chance for self-reflection.
Without
being called out, you know, face-to-face.
Yeah. Like, don't wait for someone to say this to you. Fix it already.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And if you're feeling called out, if the shoe fits, then wear it, baby. I mean, I'm kidding.
Unless you already know this and you can't fix it, then there's someone for you. We're just not those people.
We sound so mean. Oh
so
my
mean.
Goodness.
I promise we're nice in real life.
We sound like those girls in the movies, you know, when they lick their finger and then they go,
yes, you can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. Joke.
You can sit with us.
Yeah, you can. Virtually.
Yeah. Air hugs. High fives, but like with your elbow or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, we're actually like really lame. Like, I'm never going to drag ourselves.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're not like that. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Why should listeners be like, how can y'all criticize us when y'all are the lamest people
exactly
on earth? Oh my gosh.
If you have evidence, feel free to drag us.
Yeah.
We won't be offended.
Cancel us. No, I'm kidding. We're doing an episode on that eventually.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
So, I wrote down some history of the term pet peeve. So,
all right.
The word peeve is just another word for something that's aggravating or it's a reference to a particular grievance. It comes from the word peevish, which is a fairly new word, I guess. Comes from the 20th century, so it's not like super old, but it's like, you know, solid 100 years back. And then you get the term pet peeve, because a pet is typically related to something that has been taken and kept. So, in turn, pet peeve is a kept grievance. You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's your history lesson of the day. Yay.
All right. Riley, you want to get into some of your pet peeves, or do you want me to go first?
I think you should start.
All right. We're starting, I don't know, small, I guess. But this is when people don't close things all the way. For example, when you have like a 2-liter thing of soda, right? You don't close it all the way and then it goes flat.
Yep. Okay.
That's annoying. Yeah. You just wasted your money buying that soda. You want sugar water without the bubbles? No.
Okay. I'll play off of that, because one of my pet peeves is just people being messy in general. Okay. If you're not closing stuff all the way, you're leaving opportunities to make mess. Okay. Like, there's such a thing as organized chaos. If at least you should understand what you're doing. That's, you know, but if it's a visible mess and you don't understand it, and it's like a mess to everyone, fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, oh my gosh, it irks me. Anyway. So just messy people, messy spaces. Just, it's disgusting.
What else? Okay, this is really specific to me. It happens to me all the time. Like, when people don't want to admit that I'm right. For example, like, I could offer, like, a solution to something, and they're like, nah. And then it turns out the way that I said that would have been the easier way to do it, but they just decided not to do it. Or, like, sometimes, like, I have solutions in my head or things I want to say, but I'm like, Denise, don't be bossy. Don't say anything. Just let them figure it out themselves.
See.
But, Or I just don't say anything to avoid the whole, like...
See, I'm just gonna bounce off of whatever you say with something that relates to mine. So, my pet peeve is saying, when I literally explain something, and then somebody else explains it in a different way, and then people listen. Basically, mansplaining.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Because men typically do it. But just in general. Yeah. If I just gave you the whole idea, and you said, no, that's not going to work, and then someone says the exact same thing, and you're like, oh, that's genius. Shut up. Literally. Yeah. It's so annoying. And then.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then if you mess up, like, if it's a game, and I told you, hey, the answer is probably C. And then somebody else goes, no, it can't be C. And then you just believe them. And then it's actually C. And you're like, oh, I knew it was going to be C. Shut up. I just told you.
Oh, my God.
This aggravates me. I'm sorry. Like, literally, I just told you the answer. So whenever somebody takes my idea or just doesn't listen. Really, it's just not listening in general. There you go. That's annoying. You have another one?
This is something you do when you're eating. when people chew obnoxiously or chew with their mouth open.
Yes.
Look, when you chew with your mouth closed. I don't want to be sitting at the table with someone who chews like a cow. Like, wow. No thanks. And the sound? No. Yeah. No. I can't do it. It makes me not want to eat. Like, I'll eyeball you the whole time with, like, the craziest stare in the world. Like, are they going to stop chewing like that? It's driving me crazy.
For me, it doesn't even have to be chewing with their mouth open. Just chewing noises in general are, like, a...
Yeah.
It's one of my triggers. It's, like, not specific. It's just... Actually, it's just specific to the person. Like, there's just some people who, the way they chew, I just don't like it. They, it's technically correct. They're chewing with their mouth closed. But I just, chewing noises, just like, like any kind of eating noise can really irk me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yes. So, I feel that.
Yeah.
I do not like busy work in any, like,
oh my god,
you giving me something because you think it's gonna occupy my brain, like,
yeah, no.
Can we just get to the main point? Annoys me very much.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't mind because it's easy, but then again, it's just a waste of time because it's not like you're
getting. But there's a difference between easy work and, like, true busy work. Because easy work is, like, I'm giving you this, like, watch this video, answer these, like, 5 questions. Busy work is, like, a full research this, and each question goes to this, and then you write a 200-word response to this, and, like, no. Because you're not, this doesn't relate to anything we're actually doing. And it's not helping anyone. So, busy work is enough for me.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm going to cross them off because I don't think I'm going to go in the order that I wrote them in.
I'm definitely not.
All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. One is, this is, I don't know if this is specific to you either, but, like, when adults try talking to me about my grades, I'm like, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing, okay?
Did you see those memes when they're, like, me trying to explain to my mom that the whole class failed? And somebody was like,
I don't think I've seen those.
And somebody's like, and then she keeps yelling at you, and we all know that she would have failed, too.
Yeah, bruh.
But, yes.
Yeah. But, like, sometimes, for example, well, you know that report cards are more important than progress reports. Progress reports literally don't matter, in my opinion, at least. It's all about strategy, guys. You gotta, you know, put your energy where it matters.
Your progress report can say a 50, and then, like, the next week they're put in a test grade, and then it's, like, a 99.
Exactly. So, one time, okay, one time, one of my family members, like, got an email that I had, like, an 80-something in one of my, and I think computer science or something. I think either computer science or just chemistry. I had, like, an 80-something because of an assignment. And in my head, I was like, why are you talking to me about my grades? It shouldn't matter to you, one. And two, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing well this whole time without anyone's help. So why are you talking
especially
to me
when they
about
know
it?
What kind of student you are? Like,
yeah.
How many times has this happened in a year? Like, if we go through all of the past school years, there's definitely at least one progress report each school year where it doesn't look great. But my grades at the end of the year are always good, you know? And if you really think I'm purposely slacking off, then yelling at me about it is not going to do anything. You know?
Yeah.
Like, anyway, save it for the therapy sessions. That's how I feel.
Bro.
Anyway, another pet peeve I wrote down is vanity. Now, this.
Yeah.
basically finding a way to make every conversation about yourself, which I feel like this. I don't know if I feel comfortable saying this because I always feel like that's what I do, but I don't. I think it's just an anxiety thing where I always feel like I'm talking about myself in conversations.
Yeah.
Even though, like, if you ask somebody what I was talking about, they wouldn't know, you know? Like, I feel like I talk about myself a lot, but then nobody knows anything about me. So I'm like, maybe it's just all in my head.
Yeah. Wait, Riley, say that
for the therapy session. Oh my gosh. We'll put it in the anxiety category.
Oh, social my anxiety. God. We make that the name of the episode.
Literally.
Okay.
But yes, I don't like when people always, literally the conversation could be so far from anything that has to do with them.
Yeah.
And you'll just like spiral it to make it about you. That's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Bouncing off of that, I guess, I agree. Like, it's kind of annoying when people talk about themselves all the time. Two, I have 3 things to say, by the way. Like, I don't like it when people, like, try to humble brag.
Yes.
Or, like, try to sneak in some way to make themselves mm-hmm. look better than everyone. Like, for example, I don't think this kid meant it in, like, a braggy or arrogant way, but when we got our PSAT scores in ninth grade, we were in our AP Human mm-hmm. Geography class, and they're like, oh, what's the highest score that everyone at our school, well, everyone in our grade got on the PSAT? And to me, it seems kind of obvious that you're just saying that so you can yeah. flex your grade or the score you got.
When people with the PSATs, and then they'd ask you what you got, and then you'd say their score, and they'd yeah. be like, oh, I got that in, like, blah, blah, in that grade. And you're like, dang, yeah. I didn't need you to invalidate. I was proud of yeah. myself for this score. You don't have to show me.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And then what else? The third thing is I personally don't like talking about school 24/7 just because I feel like personally I already like drown myself in school related thoughts. Like, oh, got to get this grade. Oh, got to get this grade to beat this class yeah. rank. Oh, got to get this grade so I can get into this school. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just tired of thinking mm-hmm. about school, and I want my friendships to be about more than just school, if that makes sense.
But I think it's...
Yeah, you can't call it a friendship if all you talk about
is school. But I think it's also sad, because that just shows yeah. how some people are raised with such a mindset that, like, their whole life is school or a career.
Yeah.
And they don't have any other interest. Even the stuff they're doing outside of yeah. school is to make them better in, like, university or, like,
yeah.
in a job that they don't even like, yeah. you know? So it's really yeah. sad when you break it down, but
yeah.
We
have a lot of things to unpack, Briley.
What?
Well, like, just the topics we've talked about so far, like kids being so worried about getting into mm-hmm. top schools that they do stuff they don't yeah. even care about. And then we also talked about, like, humble bragging. Maybe there could be, like, some sort of insecurity that's
rooted in
there.
This is really just
there.
Like a summary need to feel of our validated experience by of being like GT upper level ish kids or like in the classroom with those kind of kids, you know?
Yeah. Because
I don't even, yeah. I feel like I'm a fake when I say I'm a GT kid, you know? But it could just be because I yeah. got in there in eighth grade, so I feel like it doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. Yeah. That's basically what this is, all the things we've learned that upset us. But yeah. as you're saying, it probably is some deep-rooted insecurities in all of this.
Yeah. And then about the, like, what if there are kids that, like, I don't know, they feel like they have to dumb down their achievements so they feel mm-hmm. like they're not bragging. What if that's another problem,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, but I think that's why humble brags are annoying. Or, like, subtle brags, because yeah. if you think you're great, then just say it, you know? I'd rather yeah. you outwardly say that you're great and have evidence to back it up instead of, like, playing off of everybody else, you know? Like, don't use somebody yeah. else's downfall to make you look better. Just say, I did this.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, sorry. They're praying on my downfall.
No! But you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of looking yeah. at somebody else's failure in order to justify your, like, yeah. greatness, quote-unquote, you know? Just be able yeah. to sit. But, you know, that goes into another insecurity, I guess. Because people don't know how to sit yeah. in their own. They don't. Oof! English. They're lacking self-worth. There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
Just did that.
Wow, period. It's like the Grand Canyon article.
The state of Texas is gonna come after us, girl.
Look, they have PSAT memes. They got AP memes. They got SAT memes.
What's the group called? Is that the Texas Educators Association?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that who it is? Because they do like UIL or something. They're gonna come after us.
Yeah.
They're gonna cancel us.
Girl, 8 people listened to our last episode, and I think I was 2 listens and you were 1. Who from TEA?
That's their number 8. It's literally their number 8. They hopped on that. They're waiting. They're praying.
They're waiting.
It's them.
save that for the therapy session.
But literally, I think it's people who don't know self-worth, which I can't say I do have a lot of, like, self-worth or, like, self-love, whatever, you know, because insecure teenage teens. But I think it's, like, the more you break stuff down, it's just, like, hurt people hurt people. There you go.
Yeah.
As my mother would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what were you going to say? Oh, you said the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yes, there was an article or a passage in the thing, and the girl was talking about the Grand Canyon and its beauty, and it was like a metaphor for her growth in life. To be honest, I didn't.
I think it was kind of cool, though.
I was like, you know, it felt very like 2016 YouTuber Life is Beautiful. So then I checked out.
Oh, no.
Yes, Flower I checked crowns. Out. Like, not even halfway into reading it. I was just like, okay.
Oh, I started my skimming. Gosh. She thought she could, so she did.
I started skimming through the thing. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Bro.
I'm honest.
Hey. I mean, I appriate the honesty,
but I get where she was going with it. Homegirl did say she was like, high school is a toxic environment.
I mean, she's kind of right, though.
It's rough. It's rough.
I mean, like, it's not toxic for me in the sense that people are, like, bullying you or whatever. But... yeah. But personally, I think it's toxic in the fact that it's competitive. And it's, like, just about grades, doing all these extracurriculars, and then being president of this, and that. Even though you're not contributing anything because you don't really have a passion about it, you know, and all this external pressure. Like, as you said earlier, like, people will expect you to be to be Elon Musk if you choose to not go to college. But if you go to college, you got to get into, like, the Ivy Leagues or whatever. Even though the Ivy League is just an athletic conference and it has nothing to do with how good the academics are. But anyways,
Yeah.
It's just insane.
It's really just high school is just setting you up to fit into the system that is society. Like, this is the final decision of where you're going to be. Like, they check you from the beginning. Yeah. You know? Elementary school, they're looking at you and trying to fit you into the system. But high school is like the last hurrah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is where this kid is going to be, you know? And it's sad because, like, somebody's going to be a 7-Eleven gas station attendant, you know?
And there's nothing wrong with that,
you guys.
But
it's real, you know? So then you have that way the whole time. Like, I just know I don't want that to be me.
Yeah.
Like, I like to think I have enough motivation to the point... This is getting really deep. Anyway. You know, I like to think I have enough... But I like to think I have enough motivation to not be there. But on the flip side, it's like, it's gonna be somebody, you know? And like you said, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but not everybody's gonna be on top. Not everybody's going to be freaking Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like, it's just real. Yeah. Not everybody's going to be Elon Musk. Not everybody's going to be Beyonce. There's not going to be 1,000 Jeff Bezos just running around.
Wait, why did we mention Beyonce in 2 episodes in a row?
Just in case she's listening, gosh. I have to name drop her.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, maybe Blue Ivy's listening.
Love you. Maybe the twins are listening.
Oh my God, it's like toddlers running around. Like, like, mommy, look. Oh, what if Blue Ivy is looking for, like, high school advice and she just stumbles upon this? For whatever private school she goes to. And she takes our random public school in the suburbs of Texas advice.
Oh, my God.
For, like, her 2016 YouTubers.
Bro.
This is all over
Alicia, okay, not gonna lie, 2016/2015 YouTubers were kind of iconic. Not gonna lie, like, I ate up those, like, neon thumbnails,
the emojis,
like, DIYs, like, life hacks.
The poop emoji was everywhere.
The beauty, what are they called?
The influencers.
Beauty gurus. Yes, they didn't even, like, do makeup or whatever, but they were called beauty gurus.
You know, and, like, literally, like, how old was I then? What was that? 12 year old me was eating this up. These, like, 22 year olds over, like, definitely, like, half my age. Like, these people are pushing 30 now, and I'm just now 16 or almost 16. Not even there yet. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right.
It was a time.
It was. All right, Briley, I think we've gotten off track a bit. Do you want to...
Where do we go from here?
Follow up with some more pet peeves? So dumb
compared to everything we were just talking about.
All right. I think I have some decent... Well, I don't know if they're that decent. But should I, like...
lightning round?
Go lightning speed, like...
Do, do, do,
yeah,
do,
lightning round.
Lightning round.
Okay. This isn't even that funny.
Because why not? We've done enough. I can't wait for you to edit this. You're
going to have so much fun. This is... Okay. See, look, the last episode I barely edited because bad things always happen when I try to edit.
It is what it is.
So. It is what it is. Hey, guys, if you want better quality, recommend our podcast to other people so we get more listeners and we can buy equipment.
To fuel our systems. And then we'll have more energy to do more podcasts and more energy to edit.
Yeah.
And we'll be like the 2016 YouTubers with their big, what's it called, MacBook things.
Yes.
Yes.
Their giveaways.
And, yeah. Bro. And we'll stay up till 3 a.m. editing. There you go. That was our plug. Give us money.
You guys ready for this? You guys, yes. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to follow my Spotify. Okay. That's it for the plugs. Okay. Yes. I think I'll plug it at the end of the episode. I'm going to fire you guys up with these lightning quick pet peeves. All right. One, when people are inconsiderate of others, for example, playing something on your phone without headphones or smoking indoors or being
or
loud
being rude
when someone
to service
else is busy.
People.
And
don't
you know
yell at your
busy.
Waiter or waitress, you pig.
Yes, that's another thing. That's actually the second thing. So the second one is being rude to others or just like being mean or catching an attitude for no reason.
Look inside yourself and figure out what's wrong. Don't actually look inside, but
Oh, this one just came to my head, but three, using having a bad day as an excuse to be mean to people. Like, you're already self-aware that you've had a bad day, and if you're self-aware, then you probably have the maturity and the self-awareness to control your emotions. So,
but then also on the flip side of that,
don't come up with excuses.
If somebody was rude to you, you should be able to say maybe they had a bad day. You know, like I hate.
Yeah.
Well, fix it. I get annoyed when people like hold grudges against random people because they were like rude to them for like 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, move on. This lightning round.
CER guys, you got to have sufficient evidence.
Exactly.
0.5 seconds is not enough. All right. The next thing, people jumping to ridiculous conclusions immediately, like trying to fill in gaps before people have finished explaining
things. This is
not
a mystery show.
If that makes sense. Yes. The next one, I think that this is the last one I have written down. I might think of more later, but this next one is not paying others' attention because you're focused on your phone.
Oh my gosh. Not a Gen Z are saying that.
For example... I know. Wait. Like, if I'm going to go eat with you, what's the point in going to eat with you to spend time with you if you're just going to be on your phone the whole time?
I'm literally
that's the driest thing in the world.
And we're both there giggling. Ah, ha ha ha. That's so funny. Then put your phone away.
Mhm. Yeah. And then one thing I don't get is like when okay, I'm just going to plug in Gen Z because I'm sure a lot of Gen Zers do this. But for example, two Gen Z kids, they go to hang out at each other's house, right? What's the point in hanging out with each other if you're going to be on your phones the whole time? You could do that at your separate houses and just FaceTime or
chat
or whatever.
Well, they couldn't do that because they don't talk to each other. So that's why it's more awkward. So what would you be? They don't know what to say if they got on FaceTime.
Yeah.
You sit there and stare at each other like, oh.
Yeah.
Your eyes look very nice today.
Bro. Then you, like, put your eye to the camera. Bro. Ew. What if that's what
this
what dating
staying.
Is like? Ugh. That's the driest thing. Worst thing. No. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Briley. What are your thoughts on people paying for each other when... they go on their first date. So let's just say it's a heterosexual pair of people, right? Who do you think should pay and why? Yeah. It's their first date. They hardly know each other.
So, you know, I really thought we... I was thinking... When I was writing... This is like... I'm going to answer the question eventually. Just because when I was writing my pet peeves, I was like, yeah, like a separate category for like dating pet peeves. But I was like, you've never been on a date. So are you justified in saying anything? Anyway, but
yeah,
I guess I like the idea of the guy paying first, paying on a date. But if I'm honest, because I feel like if I ask for equality and all and other things that I should be able to say, and technically it's not really a part of chivalry. It's just kind of like, I don't want to pay for my meal, you know? It's kind of, it sounds like a lazy thing, you know? So I feel like if I as a woman ask for equality and all the other forms of life, then I should be able to pay for a date. So my basic rule of thumb that I plan to carry when I begin dating is whoever asks the person out is the one I pay. So if I ask the guy out, then I definitely will be expecting myself to pay. If I am asked out, though, I expect you to pay. Because you asked me to spend time with you. Like, I accepted, but you asked me to spend time with you, you know? That's my basic rule.
Yeah. I'm on the fence. Yeah, I'm on the fence with that point of view, but I think I lean towards more of the, you barely know each other, so you're just going to pay for the stuff that you get.
You could always split the check.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I've been raised that even if a man is expected to pay, you know, the woman should always reach for her wallet, regardless. At least do the reach.
Yeah.
You know? At least act like you're the thinking reach about paying. Because if you do the reach and then they're also reaching, then it's like, okay, you should always, like, volunteer your cash. That sounds dumb. There's probably a better way to say that. But, you know, you should always be like, oh, I was going to pay, or, oh, I thought we were going to split, you know? And then...
Wait. I'm thinking of some people doing the reach when they know they don't have any money. If they're just trying to put up a front so they don't look go on the
date. Or let them know up front, like, are you paying for this?
Yeah.
You might sound like a gold digger, but hey, at least they know what they're getting themselves into. Go on a cheap date. You know, honestly... Yeah.
My thing...
Go to get, like, some coffee or something. You don't have to commit to, like, a full 5-course meal.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think. Because, like, first, you hardly know them. So what's the point in, you know, wasting your money on an extravagant restaurant when you don't even know if you're going to end up liking them? So by the end of the night, you're going to be mad at yourself and be like, man, I wasted all this money on a person that I didn't end up liking in the first place.
I bought them a steak and they were trash.
Yeah.
But I think that also connects to, like, dating somebody.
Yeah.
My parents always say you should date someone who is at your level or above. Never go below. You know, because...
Yeah. Yeah.
At least if you're at the same level, same level is split the check. Above is like, maybe they'll pay.
Yeah.
And the key word is maybe.
Yeah.
Don't expect things, you know? Because at the end of the day, you never know.
Yeah.
But I don't think
women
should feel like a man has to pay. And I don't think they should expect that of a man.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you ask me on the date, I'm probably going to think that you're paying. Because you asked me, you felt the need that you felt like you really wanted to spend time with me outside of a normal environment, but that's my idea.
Yeah.
But speaking of dating, this is my last pet peeve I have written down, and it heavily relates to dating too. But if you have bad hygiene in any way, it's just if you smell weird, if your teeth. Or no.
Oh my.
If your haircut is not no. If your hair is not done.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's all about how you present yourself.
Yeah. And obviously we mean if you have the means to do
it. But then also, you know? I feel like if you don't have the means, then you wouldn't be wasting time. That's my mentality, you know?
Yeah.
You do what you have to so you can do what you want to. I've quoted my mom multiple times.
And yeah.
There you go, Mom. But yeah.
Bro.
So yeah, hygiene. That's just, don't sound like a middle, don't sound like, don't smell like a middle school boy who ran 10 laps and then sprayed X and thought he was doing great.
Oh my gosh. I was literally doing karate yesterday and they were talking about X. Because I think this one boy, he's in soccer, and I think he said he smelled that. Look, if y'all are listening to this podcast episode, I wasn't paying attention that well, so if I don't have the details together,
we're sorry.
Don't come at me. But, yeah. I think this one boy was in soccer, and he was like, man, I really stink, or something like that. I don't know. And this one girl, she was like, you could just run into the boys' locker room for 5 seconds, because there's enough Axe in there.
Oh, but did she lie, though?
Where's the lie? Know. Nothing but facts. All facts. No,
was it so accurate though? You really could just run in there, and then the scent would stick to you. if you're a pubescent male listening to this, which I doubt it, but if you are, it's important to clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, X is meant to enhance your
also.
Scent. Not to cover it.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, women too.
This goes for everyone. Like, perfume, Axe, don't use it as, like, a substitute for deodorant. Yeah. No. You don't have the gene to not make you smell musty. So, slap some deodorant on your armpits. If you don't have any deodorant,
there's alternatives.
Well, then I'm sorry.
You don't have to. Just keep your armpits clean, you know?
Yeah.
Soap and water does wonders.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that can work. And over time, like, it's not putting perfume on a stinky body isn't going to make you smell better. It's, throughout the day, you're just going to start smelling worse.
It doesn't even cover it up. It, at a certain point, it just starts mixing with the must.
Yeah.
And I'll put that on a t-shirt, mixing with the must. That is disgusting. You can visualize it. Mixing with the must.
Wait, that's like a band name.
Submit it.
Wait, Elon Musk. Bruh. Mixing with the
Musk. That's a new mixtape. Dropping.
That's a business podcast. Or an entrepreneurship podcast. If you want to take that name, give us money. Okay.
We'll know where he got it from. Okay. Bro, we're going to get so rich suing Elon Musk.
Yeah. Bro. What if we just, at the beginning of every episode, we throw out a potential podcast name so that someone can steal it and we can get money?
We'll be like, we're suing you. And then we only tell them to give us like $5. We're like, oh, that's it. That's good. But not too long much. You have way more than $5.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're funny. We have the fattest brains on the planet.
You know how we did?
Oh my gosh. We said that the last episode too. Comedians. Outsmart Kevin Hart. Bro, where's the creativity at? I know y'all are like, bro, this is like Denise said earlier, just like her essay. Baked chicken with salt and pepper. Thing. Where's the variety?
When we had like English. Okay. Let me get my thoughts together. Do you know that Zello website they had us on? And like advisory, whatever. And you take like the career test.
Uh-huh.
So my options were, my favorite was circus performer. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could really do that. So period. Circus performer. There go me.
Yeah.
But one of the other things said comedian was very high on my option list. And I was like, because you know what the thing is? I think, you know when they're like, are they laughing at you or with you? I think people are laughing at me more than with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not in like a sad way either. I just think my actions, I'm just I'm quirky. I'm not like most girls, but no, I don't think I'm I don't think I'm intentionally funny.
Oh no,
I think I just say stuff and then it turns out to be like haha. Be like, wow, she made a joke.
Yeah.
Give it a round of applause for Riley. That's about it. Yeah. So
speaking of humor, sometimes I do this thing to people, and I know it's really mean. Oh no. Now my dance teachers are going to think differently of me. But, like, sometimes when I'm, like, annoyed with people, you know how when people say stuff, you can tell they're expecting the people around them to laugh? Well, when they say things and they, like, think the people around them are going to laugh, I don't laugh. In my head, I'm like, you think I'm going to laugh? Like, I'm not.
You're like, I'm a rebel, so I'm not going to laugh. Exactly.
I'm radio rebel.
You're like, let me do the exact opposite of what you think. Why am I built like that too, though? Like, I'll be like doing a survey or something, and I'll be like, they probably want people to pick this one, so I'm going to pick this one. I'm like, no. But you know what? I'm like, half of the world probably thought that they also wanted them to pick that one, so they also picked the other option. So you're just like everybody is. Like, you're not special. Calm down. This is me talking to myself. Like, this is dumb.
Bro, sometimes when, like, ads come on, I'm like, oh, they think I'm going to be interested in this product? No, I'm not. And then sometimes I end up watching the whole ad, and I'm like, played. They got me.
When you try so hard to be different.
Bro.
You know, honestly, I think that's the internet. We're not unique. Like, I think we're starting to realize we're exactly like everyone else, and it's getting sad.
Yeah. Also, I feel like jokes are getting, I don't know, they're dying faster than ever. Just because, like, people continue to use them more and more than ever. And so, a joke that you think would last a month, it only lasts, like, 2 weeks. Like, for example, like, the fairy comments. Yes. Oh, those are so annoying. And then, what else?
I think attention spans are just shorter. I can't
anything else. But, Fahrenheit 451.
For real.
Sorry, some of y'all need to start reading books. Oh my gosh,
please read a book.
Like, reading tweets does not count as reading books. And don't flex and be like, I don't read. I'm sorry, but that's not a flex, you guys. You guys need to feed your brains, okay? I'm not a freaking avid reader.
Like, I don't spend all my time with my house stuffed in books. I wouldn't consider myself to be the classical nerd.
Yeah.
But I know how to pick up a book and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know? You don't even have to read these high quality, like, full of theories and philosophies books. Like, no. Go ahead and pick the romance novel from the back. Nobody's going to judge you. It's literally me.
Stop. I got a book from
Target. It's called Happily Ever After. I haven't started it yet.
Bro, I see you updating your Goodreads.
You know, I don't want a name drop. Okay, it's a friend of ours. Her name starts with the A.
Okay.
You know, and
it was
a rhyme.
Okay.
Yay. And it kind of rhymes with Canada. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so I got an alert in my email saying she updated her Goodreads account. And she wrote, too many Hamilton references, didn't like this one. She gave it like 2 stars and she was like, the Hamilton references were too much. And I kid you not, I busted out, started laughing. I was not even that funny. But I saw she was on there. And then I saw her Goodreads account because they gave me notifications for that. So I was like, bruh.
Yeah.
I need to read it.
House of Earth and Blood. Also, I'm currently reading Throne of Glass. I feel like it's going to be a fast read because I feel like the words are bigger. And like the font size is bigger. And then, like, it's half the length of House of Earth and Blood. And bro, I feel like it's kind of early in the book. But, like, you can kind of tell that the romance is starting to, like, happen. Like, I literally had to, like, throw my book down and, like, start walking laps. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Nothing, like, spicy or anything. But, like, small things, like, his facial expression softened. Or, like, they started talking about his eyes. Like, the way they're light brown in the sun. Stop it. You're making me go crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like honey brown or something like that. I don't know. Golden brown.
I finished what's it called? Biography called Proud, and it was about a fencer named Iftihad Muhammad. She was the first Muslim woman to make to the Olympics for America. Muslim. Yeah. So I finished hers. It was cool.
Oh, let's go.
Inspiring or whatever. Can I speak English? I don't know. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
So now I'm reading. I just started How to Be an Anti-Racist. So that's, you know, we're getting educated, I guess. I've only read the introduction because I'm slow. So we just, you know, I'll actually get into
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then, like I was saying, I went to Target the other day and I got this young adult, what's it called, romance? Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it? Young adult fiction romance. Yeah. It's called Happily Ever Afters. It's about this girl. Yeah. She's not like most girls. That's the main character. Anyway, it's one of those types. But
God.
She's like a writer and she starts to lose inspiration. And her friend is like, why don't you just take your hand and get like real life experiences? Take your hand at real life experiences. So I guess it's going to be like her and she's going to be dating. She's going to be stuck between like two boys or something. You know, a real classic trope. Oh. Yeah. But hopefully, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. The classic tropes get me though. I got to stop about books because we've been recording for a fat minute. But like, okay, I guess I'll just save my book opinions for maybe we can make that another episode. I don't know. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, we read books. But yeah. So you should too. What was the main point of this? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like this episode is going to be all over the place. Hopefully you heard our pet peeves. I don't know. It was a lot. There's probably a ton more we could talk about.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, this was meant to be like a quick episode, I guess. Not too stressful. Because we're really excited for the stan culture/cancel culture episode that we want to get. Make sure we do preparation on that one. We can get like examples, you know, really take time with that one. So this was like a
like those tea YouTube channels,
but less dragging people because we have to make sure we have professional careers at some point in our lives. So I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. Denise, do you want to plug the Spotify?
All right, go follow my Spotify. It's DE.NISEEEEE. And in addition, it will be in the information section along with Dee's YouTube channel because she posts awesome covers.
There you go. Anyway, thanks for listening.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.